Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com. We are here at the Rosemont Theater at the Dream Theater Show, and we are checking out John Myung's bass rig with his guitar tech. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. You want to start off by checking out the basses?
Yeah, sure thing. He's playing Music Man Bongo 6 strings. And this year what they did was they took the standard 6 string and are making it with a 5 string neck. So basically the spacing is shrunk down a little bit more, which for their kind of music really helps because he's got to get around on it in quite a bit of a hurry. So it's basically like the old ones, but shrunk down, same body size, 2 pickups, basswood. And they're working out great. Ernie Ball and Music Man has been killer, just kind of helping us out with all this stuff. And he's really loving these things now. So,
is that custom for John, or is that like a production model?
Yeah, right now it's just for him. Their standard production has the wide neck. It's more like a, you know, boat paddle. But these they started doing for him last year with a smaller body. He didn't like the smaller body. They kept the body size, shrunk the neck, and it's been awesome ever since.
Cool. And what pickups are in that?
Just stock Ernie Ball pickups, humbucker, single coil. And just even blend of both. It's actually just got a volume knob on it. These three right here are just for show. So, because what happened is, you know, we used to have to make sure everything was centered every time we changed basses, and we never really messed with them. So we figured just keep them hardwired, and that's one less thing to worry about. So,
cool. And what does he string those up with?
Ernie Ball strings from a 32 on the high to a 130 on the bottom.
So is he using any other basses, or just kind of different variations on that?
Music Man, we've got another. We've got a really cool blue one here that we use for some of the alternate tuning stuff. Okay. And basically there's a couple songs, one with it's a low A and one it's a low D, and I kind of just alternate tunings with this one until we get some more out, and then we'll have some dedicated ones, but same configuration, same skin of your neck.
But it's sparkly.
Yes, this one, I like this one a lot. It's not black, which I like. It's a little different for him, so. And it actually sounds killer. It's a really good sounding bass. We've also got a fretless out with us, which we occasionally use. There's like a little acoustic portion of the show every so often, and he'll sit down and play a little fretless on that. Again, kind of the same configuration, all just same neck, just fretless, and another killer sound and bass.
So you basically found the right fit and feel for him and
pretty
stuck
much.
With it?
Yeah, pretty much. He's been really happy this year with these, so hopefully that'll be it for a while. No more changes.
So what kind of strings are you using?
They're all Ernie Ball, just the standard standard 6 string, long scale slinkies, 32 to 130, and yeah, they're great. Ernie Ball's been just amazing for us and for John Petrucci as well, just working on his guitars and always doing new prototypes and working with him, so it's been cool.
And so how is he amplifying the bass then?
So what's happened, it's coming off the wireless. We're using Shure wireless systems. The UR4D, we've got two receivers. Goes into a switcher, so depending on what bass I hand him, I hit one of these two. And there's also an emergency hardwire going into one of those two in case something happens with the wireless. Out of that, it goes into this awesome radial JD7 splitter, which is killer. It's quiet, does exactly what we need it to do. From there, it splits off, sends the signal to a Demeter tube DI and right to audio land as a real basic sound. His second out goes into this Demeter optical compressor, then a Demeter pre into the Demeter power amp. And that's the bulk of his sound that he has in his ears. It runs off of this power amp into a radial JDX, which is like a direct box speaker simulator. And that kind of is the main tone that he's using now. The third output goes into this another awesome piece, the Axe FX, the Fractal Audio Axe FX, and that's handling all of his processing. Basically, any overdrive you hear, any chorus, verb. We've got, a couple examples here. As I Am, it's got that really cool harmonic bass intro. We've got a patch just for that. We've got some flange, some other crunch stuff, and it's great. It's an amazing unit, and you'll see over in JP's rig, he's got the same. So for all of the switching, we're using the Fractal MFC-101 switcher, and it's basically super easy, super user-friendly. We've just got all the patches that he needs labeled out here, so he uses it pretty sparingly, little parts here and there in songs. He'll kick on some overdrive. He's got a couple different octave settings, and we're always kind of changing stuff around and, depending on the songs, and he'll get ideas like, hey, can you come up with a cool octave patch for this song? And we'll just kind of program it and throw a throw a label on it, we're good to go.
You got a volume pedal?
Yeah, volume pedal just for master volume. He likes to bring it back in tune once in a while between songs. And then this year he started using the Taurus 3 pedals, which is really cool.
So how's he using that?
Just kind of sort of the Geddy Lee thing, you know? He's playing, and also we'll kick these on just for some super seat-rattling low end out there. A lot of the new stuff has Moog parts on it, and then some of the older stuff he's kind of incorporating it into as well. And it sounds cool. You hear when he kicks it on, it's really obvious. It's pretty rattling out there. It's awesome. So yeah, and that's about it for his rig. You know, it's fairly simple compared to previous years, so it's not bad.
Makes your job a little easier.
Yeah. Most of what I do now is maintain it and tweak the basses during the show, you know, because they shift a little bit depending on the weather, so we always kind of keep the got to keep the action where he likes it. He's pretty particular about that. So.
How does he like the action set?
It's almost factory spec, a little on the high side of factory spec, and then depending on, you know, like indoors, it's great, it's consistent. Outdoor shows, as the night goes on, it gets colder or warmer or whatever. Take the little shift just a little bit, so I also have to measure between songs and tweak the neck, but not too bad.
Any other kind of rig secrets, you know, things that you really rely on that you might not think of every day?
Not so much. It's pretty basic. That radio, the radial stuff really opened things up this year. The radial JDX is like the speaker simulator, and we plugged that in at rehearsal, and like three notes in, we're like, this is great. So that's really been an important part of his tone. And then, you know, the little action gauge I use from Stuart McDonald is killer. That's like a must-have piece. So cool. That's about it for there's no real secrets going on.
Well, it sounds, you know, fairly straightforward given the fact that there's a Taurus on the floor and an Axe FX in use.
Yeah, but, it's not bad.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for taking some time to talk with us and show us John's rig.
No problem. Thanks.
This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com.